for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. U.S. Customs and Border Protection has closed the road between San Diego and Tijuana, Mexico, as groups of Central American migrants have been converging there in their quest to gain asylum in the United States. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, independent Senator Angus King of Maine says the role of U.S. troops there is murky.
Posse comitatus, no use of federal troops for law enforcement. It gets gray when you get to the border. Now, if indeed there was an invasion, which there isn't, clearly we can defend ourselves. That's one of the reasons you have a military. But using troops in a border situation with asylum seekers is, I think, not appropriate.
More than 5,000 migrants have been camped in and around a sports complex in Tijuana after making their way through Mexico in caravans.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
On the busiest travel day of the holiday weekend, there are blizzard warnings in the nation's midsection. Whiteout conditions prompting a state of emergency in Kansas.
The snow is going to be coming down at rates of an inch or two an hour. You're going to have blowing snow, so your visibility is going to be almost nothing. Here's the big problem. Even though you don't necessarily have a blizzard warning in the city of Chicago and in Cook County, you're still going to be getting blizzard-like conditions. You just might not sustain them.
A German Shepherd is being hailed as a hero after alerting a Delaware family to a potentially fatal gas leak. Greta barked and barked until she woke up her owner in the middle of the night. He searched around and realized she was scared of a leak in a propane stove. Her owner, Ken Walsh, calls Greta, who is a rescue dog, a hero for alerting him to the gas leak before his family got hurt or worse. She was rewarded with a hearty steak and sweet potatoes on the side. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The last surviving victim of the 1921 Tulsa riot has passed away. With the story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Olivia Hooker died on Wednesday, we're told, in her White Plains, New York home at 103. She was six when rumors that a black man had assaulted a white woman sparked the worst race riot in U.S. history. Hooker said she hid under a table as the mob destroyed her neighborhood. She said she watched torch-carrying men take an axe to her own family's piano. More than 1,000 homes and businesses were destroyed. 300 African Americans were killed. Her family left Tulsa after the riot for someplace they could be safe. Hooker, the first African-American woman to join the U.S. Coast Guard. She earned a Ph.D. and became a teacher after graduating from Ohio State U.
The man accused of killing a woman during a Confederate statue protest in Charlottesville, Virginia, will be in court on Monday. James Alex Fields is charged with first-degree murder for allegedly driving his car into a crowd of people who were protesting a white nationalist gathering. He injured many people and killed 32-year-old Heather Heyer. The protest was part of a July 2017 Unite the Right rally where he joined others who were protesting the planned removal of a Robert E. Lee statue. Fields faces life in prison on both state and federal charges. For USA Radio News,